What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson, and welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. Hey everyone, hope you guys are amazing. We're like 5 days away from Funnel Hacking Live. It's coming. It's almost here. We're so excited. I've been pulling early mornings and late nights trying to get all my slides done. It's turning out really, really cool. So obviously most of you are gonna be at Funnel Hacking Live. If not, you're insane, certifiably insane. But one of the presentations I was working on yesterday is called Funnel Audibles, which is kind of a fun one. So for those who are going to be at the event, you'll see I'm going to go through and go deep into this and show all the numbers and stats and all sorts of stuff like that. But it's interesting because this is why I think most people fail with funnels. What they do is they go and they watch my webinar and they're like, "Oh, this is exciting. I'm excited. Yay." And they sign up and they're like, "Oh, I'm going to build a funnel." And they go in there and they're like, "Okay, I don't know what kind of funnel to build." And then they get confused and then they try some stuff and then they decide on a funnel. And then they go, they build the funnel, and then they launch it, and then nothing happens. And they're like, "Oh, that funnel stuff's a scam. That Russell doesn't know what he's talking about. Him and the other 60,000 active ClickFunnels members are all full of it," right? All the almost 300 people in the Two Comma Club, and the 17 people in the Two Comma Club X Club. Like, there's no way all of them are really doing what they're doing. And then they walk away, and it's sad. It like breaks my heart because it's like, so that's what Funnel Audibles is all about. So what most people don't know is most of the times when I launch a funnel, guess what? It doesn't do very good. "But Russell, I thought you're the funnel guy. Everything's perfect." No, it's not. This is the difference between me and everybody else. So what happens? I do a funnel and I do the best one that I know how. And so I base it off of like things I funnel hacked in the past. Like, okay, I remember so-and-so had this really cool landing page and so-and-so had upsell like this. So I look at stuff I've looked at and I try to model it as close as I can to make the best possible guess that I have. So I create the funnel, and then I'm like, okay, is it good or is it bad? Now, this is what a lot of people do that hire me for coaching. They call me like, "Hey, Russell, what do you think about this? Is it good or is it bad?" Like, "I don't know what the market say." They're like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "I don't know if it's good or bad. Like, I'm just a dude who just, like, looks at what's proven and try to model it, but I have no idea if it's going to work or not." And they're like, "But Russell, you're the funnel guy. You should know all this stuff." No, I have no idea. In fact, I never will review someone's funnel because I'm like, I don't want to taint it with my judgment. I know enough from split testing to know that I'm wrong most of the time. I don't want to taint. Like, all I do is I go and I let the market vote. Okay. I ask the market its opinion. I say, "Hey market, does this funnel give you an offer that you actually want to buy? And does it convince you and persuade you to do it?" And guess what I don't do? I don't ask for people's opinions. Because if I send it to my wife or my mom or my friends or other marketers, they're like, I would change this. I would tweet. And they would give me all these things that they think. Or like, "Oh, I would never buy that." Or like a million things. The only person whose opinion I care about is my customer. And the only way I care about their opinion is not when they tell me like, writing a Facebook ad like, "This seems scammy." Like, I don't care about any of that crap. Only I care about people voting with this thing right here. If you're watching the video, you can see. I want people voting with their wallet. It's the only vote I care about. So I'm gonna see, will they open their wallet and pull out a credit card and buy the thing? If they did, that is the vote I care about, okay? So that's all I do. So we create something, and then I do is we'll usually take about, depending on the offer, but probably around $1,000. And we go, usually to Facebook nowadays, that's the fastest way to test things. I think it's shifting, but for right now, it's still Facebook. And then we spend $1,000 on Facebook, and we throw it out there, and then we just sit back. People are like, "What are you doing, Russell?" I'm like, "I'm watching. I'm letting the market tell me what works and what doesn't work." So I sit there and I let the market, and then the traffic starts going through. People are clicking and they go through. They go to page one, page two, page, and I just watch. And this is the hard part because most people are freaking out. I'll get a message like, "I launched yesterday. What's happening?" I'm like, "Dude, just relax. Just watch. This is the $1,000 investment to have the market tell you if your funnel is good or not, right? So you spend $1,000, traffic goes through. And somebody like, "I don't have $1,000 to waste, Russell." The word waste is the wrong word. This is, you're spending $1,000 on market research to get the actual market to tell you if it works or not. Okay? And they're telling you by voting with their credit card. Like, that's the magic. So I watch it. I let the thing, the traffic go through. It may take 3 or 4 or 5 days, whatever. Traffic goes through. And when it's done, then I come back and I look at it. I'm like, okay, here's my funnel. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Like, these are just 4 or 5 pages. I have the entire funnel. I look at it. Okay, what percentage of the people that land on page number 1 did the thing I wanted to do? I wanted them to give me an email address. I wanted them to join me on Facebook Messenger. I wanted them to put in the credit card. Like, what, like whatever it is. And then what percent of people did page 2, page 3, page 4? And then I just look at that. And, like, I literally, we made these scorecards last night. I'll be showing you the event. But there's this big scorecard. It shows you what percentage of each thing. And I look at it. I'm like, okay, like, was that percentage good or bad? And at first you don't know, but after a while you get kind of a gut feeling of like, oh, this is good, this is bad. So we look at that, and then it's like, okay, this, you know, like opt-in rate was like 11%. That seems really low. So, okay, I'm gonna change that. And so I'm gonna, and then look at everything else. Everything else looks pretty good. Like, so I change the, I make a split test, try to, best of my knowledge, like what things would I tweak and change? So I make those changes, and I go back and I buy some more market research, spend another $1,000 or $500, whatever, and I push it, I see what starts happening. And let the market go through, and I step back and I'm like, okay, now based on that, what happened? Okay, cool, we increased conversion rates from 11% to 28%. That's pretty good now. But then the sales page, what's happening? Okay, it's not high enough. Like, what tweak can I make there? And we tweak it. And we do this process 3 or 4 times. And usually in 3 or 4 times, we go from a crappy funnel to a winner, winner, chicken dinner. And when you have a winner, winner, chicken dinner, that's when you start promoting it. That's when you drive traffic and ads and money and everything. And that's when you start scaling, okay? But don't even assume for a second that I just guess. And that's it. I guess, and then I have the market tell me, and then I tweak, let the market tell me, tweak, let the market tell me, and then I roll out a funnel, okay? It's the step that everyone's missing. So we're calling it funnel audibles, and I'm gonna be showing an example. In fact, last night we went through all the database, pull all the data, and I show five big tests we did inside of Expert Secrets book launch that changes the average cart value from about $30 to like $54. And I show, here's the first thing we did, the second thing we did, third thing we did, fourth thing we did, fifth thing we did. And then I show funnel after funnel after like all, a whole bunch of ideas and stuff like that. So that's the process, guys. So now you understand. Those who are funnel hacking, I will see me break down our numbers and stuff. But funnel audibles, I'm coming to line of scrimmage. I'm looking around, seeing the tweaks and the changes, and I'm making it based on that. Look at Dave's in there dancing. Anyway, all right, I got to go. I got to go finish that presentation and 5 others on top of that, so 6 presentations. Anyway, appreciate you guys. Funnel audibles, it's the key, it's the secret. It's how you go from good funnels to great, from bad funnels to good, and from wherever you're at to where you want to be. So learn how to do it, master it, and have fun with it. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate you all, and I'll see you guys at Funnel Hacking Live. Bye, everybody. Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my 2 best-selling books. Book number 1 is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number 2 is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these 2 books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.